Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I would like to say welcome to those who are in the sanctuary and those who are outside and those who are listening over the radio and the internet. We welcome you to Bethel Baptist Church morning worship service. And I would like to also thank you again for coming and listening today to Pastor's Word. And we pray you may experience the power, the love, and the comfort that we're all going to receive from God's Word today. You can also find an outline of Pastor's sermon in our church bulletin. The scripture of the month is found in our bulletin also. In Psalm chapter 89 and verse 1, the scripture says, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to all generations." The activities and service of this coming week, this coming Wednesday, the 19th, we'll have our midweek prayer service at 7:30 p.m. We'd like to invite as many as to come, please come. And if you'd like to listen to us online at secretary@bbcmh.org, you can do that and also send your prayer requests there also. Bible studies are canceled for this week. I'd like to remind the ladies that the ladies will have their luncheon on the 22nd, and you can let Mary Tomlinson know if you will be attending that event. As you know, we begin our worship service every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. With a Bible study. You can come here at Bethel Baptist Church and receive the message, or you can listen to us online. Our remaining services of the day has been canceled. And now let us continue to worship and praise the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs. And again, we also welcome all the new people who are coming back each week, including Henry, which I forgot to mention last week, with Tae Young. Thank you, Tae, for bringing him. and now we're going to turn in our hymnals to number 463, and we'll sing the first and last stanza, please. Let us continue praising our Lord and our King. Number 389. If we'll please turn in our hymnals to 389, and we'll sing the first and last verse.
Thank you.
once again for that wonderful singing. And let us now stand for our last hymn, number 385. Number 385. Pastor Tomlinson, would you please come lead us in a word of prayer?
Thank you very much. You know, what I have, one of the things I, over my many, many years of being a Christian and of singing hymns, you never sing the hymn right when you're singing the wrong one. So she's playing 385, that's what it said in here. Somehow I was singing 386, like, these don't line up. Must be me, because this is not working. Anyway, I just again wanted to remind people that we are receiving tithes and offerings in the box in their foyer, and that we are doing listening outside as well. And I know today is going to be supposed to be a very hot day, and so we have some fans out there to hopefully keep people nice and cool, but we'll do the best that we can, and we will endure what God gives us to endure in life. But let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your grace and of your mercy, of your love and your compassion, that the Spirit of God would be upon us and over us to lift us up and to strengthen us to do your word and your will, to abound in your presence and glory, that the righteousness of Christ would be lived out in us and lived out through us, that others may see and hear and know of your might and of your power. And Paul writes in Colossians 1:11, he says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Lord, our strength, our might, and our ability to endure comes from you. And I pray for your people to rest upon you and to rejoice in you. I pray for the people of Bethel and for those who call themselves by the name of Jesus Christ, that they would have a deep longing and deep thirsting and deep desire to draw closer to you, to know you more passionately, and that their lives would be an example of your abiding presence, of your abiding presence and power. That those that are around us would see and hear of your transforming power, would know and understand that they too can have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And that your word and your presence helps us to make sense of what is going on in this lost and fallen world. And Father, I pray for this country, which is enduring so much division and calamity and chaos, that your peace would descend upon the people, and that it would begin in with your people to be the conduits of your peace and the conduits of your grace and your love and your comfort. Father, we pray for those in this world who are afflicted with diseases of various sorts, and Lord, I pray that you be with Mary's Aunt Juana, who is on her second week of isolation due to COVID-19, that's still being asymptomatic. Lord, we thank you for that. And we pray for our family friend, Griselda, who is at home now after having been diagnosed with COVID-19. We pray for your healing power and your touch upon her. And Lord, we pray for Darlene Laurel as she is broken one ankle in two places and severely sprained the other, and that she is facing surgery soon. We pray for your healing touch and your comforting power and presence. We do continue to pray for little Ida, who lacks blood platelets and so is suffering from a body weakness, and the doctors are still trying to hold off from her getting infusions because of the COVID. And so, Lord, we pray that you would give her strength and that you would actually strengthen her body and restore her so she doesn't need these infusions anymore, but she would be energized and strengthened by you. We pray, though, for those with cancer, for Bob Jones's brother, Ron, for Al Meek's friend, James Shearer, for Dana Noriel's friend, Karen. And we pray for your healing touch, your comforting presence and spirit. Lord, we're thankful for so many things in this life, and we are thankful that our friend Esther Pelias is expecting in September. And we're thankful, Lord, for Rose Farias, who is at home recovering from a bout of pneumonia, had a clot in her lung, but Lord, she's home and she's doing well. And Lord, I want to thank you as well for the news that Pastor John MacArthur's church won its lawsuit regarding church worship service. And we pray for your blessing upon that church and upon the work that they do, in the work that churches do throughout the country to encourage hearts and minds to look to you and to receive comfort from you. We pray for Bethel as we're looking at some changes to our facilities, that we would be able to get the ball rolling again. We pray for you would guide us in wisdom on how to reach out in the midst of this pandemic and the midst of the chaos that's going on with the message of your hope and peace and grace and truth, where people are afraid to talk to strangers and talk to other people. So Lord, give us that wisdom and that guidance, and help us, Lord, to reopen according to your will, according to your spirit, and according to your wisdom and guidance. Father, we pray for your blessing upon the missionaries that we have throughout this world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Merexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for your hand of blessing upon the offering and use it for your divine purpose and glory, that the kingdom of God and of Christ would expand. And we pray for your blessing upon those who aid in the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary, whether they're just outside our sanctuary, whether they are listening over KKMC or the internet and later on CD. Bless them with your power and your presence and your love. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. Now we're going to be turning in our scriptures for Pastor's message today in James chapter 2, verses 10 through 19. James chapter 2, 10 through 19. If you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." For if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, "Depart in peace, be warmed and filled," but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the devils believe and tremble. May God bless the reading of his word. Now may we go to him in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we once again come into your presence. We enter into your holy of holies, into your throne room, by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father and our God. We pray that we might be conscious that thine eye is always upon us. Father, your word tells us you can see when the sparrow falls. You have numbered the hairs on our head. You have named all the stars. We know, Father, that you watch our every movement and know our thoughts from afar. We know that you love us and care for us. And we're told in your word that you care so much for us that you sent your only begotten Son to the cross to die so that we might find forgiveness of our sins. We pray that the Holy Spirit would draw all men unto the Savior. Bless now your word, bless all your hearers, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen.